Welcome back to In the Moment. With the rise of technology and cybersecurity concerns, it may come as no surprise that computer coding camps are gaining popularity on a national level. But Gen Cyber takes this a step further. Thanks to funding from the NSA, students can learn about security and programming free of charge. The Gen Cyber Camp at Dakota State University was the first of its kind 4 years ago, and now it's the largest in the country. SDPB's Jackie Hendry spent time with the campers in Madison.
Groggy high schoolers look at cat memes and play games on their laptops while they wait to start the third day of the summer Gen Cyber Camp. This is a small portion of the 200 students who've traveled from 30 different states, all because they love computers. Soon, members of camp staff appear wearing bright tie-dyed shirts. Some are DSU faculty, others are student teachers with a passion for coding. One of the student teachers turns on the projector at the front of the lecture hall and introduces the morning's task.
So what are we going to do today? Does anyone remember? Offensive security. We're going to hack like in the movies. Okay? It's not quite like that.
This is the cybersecurity class. Students learn skills that could easily become a job. Finding backdoor entrances to unsecure systems, documenting the code for the customer, and then showing them how to fix it. The system the students are trying to breach is symbolized by a little cartoon penguin on their screens. When the student has succeeded in finding the hole in the system's security, the penguin is surrounded by lightning bolts. While students aren't learning the most sophisticated forms of hacking, each session does come with a note on ethics.
As we continue to hammer in your head, nothing you do in this classroom can be done anywhere else. Don't do it at home unless you get somebody like us to help you build a lab and do it safely. Don't do this to other people on the internet. Don't do it to your parents. For sure, don't do it at your school. We have specific examples about that that'll come about.
Of course, none of this means much without a basic understanding of programming. There's a class for that, too. One is taught by Associate Professor Tom Halverson, who presents the students with a hypothetical business that needs an online order form.
So our program today is going to deal with chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens.
The class writes code to calculate the price of an order of live chickens. By the end of the hour, the code also calculates discounts, freebies, and sales tax.
So we'll go int num chickens. Right, so in C, variables have to be letters, numbers, and underscores.
The key to computer programming, as Halverson tells the class, programs are fussy. They require attention to detail. One missing ampersand and the whole thing fails. At the start of the class, students are given two foam balls, one red and one green. They attach easily to the corner of each student's laptop. A green ball signals that everything makes sense. A red one is a signal to the handful of student teachers in each room that that student needs help. It's fast-paced and brain-heavy stuff, but students seem engaged and excited to discover everything they can accomplish with the correct sequence of quotes and brackets. Brooklyn Gosen is going to be a junior in the fall. This is her first year attending Gen Cyber, but she wishes she had come sooner.
You do learn a lot. You do with the core classes and the electives. You learn so much, even if you already had a couple coding classes. Because I have had a HTML one, and looking past that and into all these other things, they teach you so fast but so good that you don't feel like you're missing anything, and they're so helpful. If you raise your hand, no matter what, you will be helped and not judged, and they make it about as easy as possible, which is nice.
And students have the chance to learn even more about coding beyond the requisite cybersecurity classes. The afternoon is occupied with electives that students can sign up to attend after their last core class of the day, but space in each session is limited. To say students rush to the sign-up sheets is an understatement. Teenagers sprint full tilt across campus, name tags flapping wildly behind them from the lanyards around their necks. An especially popular elective today is a session on hacking restaurant pagers. That's right, controlling those little square buzzers that alert you when your table is ready. It's as simple as knowing the pager's frequency, converting the waveform to binary, converting the binary to hexadecimal, inputting some code, and... All right, this probably can't be accomplished while waiting for a table at Red Lobster, but the students don't seem to mind. The electives are also a chance to learn with people who have similar interests. That's the case for Brooklyn. She's mainly interested in computer graphics and animation, so she's taken electives that deal with coding simple games on a mini computer.
So like a lot of these things, you don't realize how much coding there is, even in just graphics. There is some coding. It probably won't be too much in special effects, but still, you have to tell it when it's being pushed one way to react one way. And when something touches it, it has to react a certain way. Whether it disappears or it counts as you picking it up or makes smaller, you have to code it to tell that.
Brooklyn is eating lunch with her roommate Wendy, who wants to work in video game design. They tend to stick together during electives because they have such similar interests. They explain how roommates are designated.
They're assigned. They're randomized on how many kids come. They're randomized. Take into the fact that you're going to get kids from like all over the place, and you're going to get them like with maybe they have high gaming and high art. Like Mia, she was high art, like literally she drew.
Wendy remembers her roommate from camp last year, a girl from New York who's now in art school for game design. She describes her fondly before nodding to Brooklyn.
It's gonna be kind of fun to see what she does. And you're gonna be fun to see what you do.
It's clear this camp doesn't just give students exposure to computer programming and cybersecurity. It's a bite-sized taste of college and a chance to meet like-minded people from across the state and the country. Kyle Cronin is the camp's director and a faculty member in DSU's Cyber Operations Program. He says this is another benefit of the camp beyond the practical computer skills.
We kind of get a really cool melting pot. And the kids, you know, a lot of them might come from a small or even a large school somewhere to where they are their own little unique interests and hobbies and whatnot. There's not a lot of other students around. So it's awesome when they can all congregate here and they can all find their people and socially interact and build out all those soft skills, too.
After growing over the last 4 years, Cronin says that DSU is now looking to branch into more specialized computer camps for niche interest groups. These efforts already include a camp for K-12 teachers wanting to bring coding to the classroom and a camp for middle school girls. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Madison.